In April, Washington Grain Commission CEO Casey Chumrock, Commissioners Nicole Berg and Michael Carstensen traveled to Taiwan and Japan with U.S. Wheat Associates to celebrate decades of partnership with those two countries. I recently sat down with Chumrock to see how the trip went and the importance of these two markets.
Japan and Taiwan have been long-time loyal customers of Washington Wheat, of U.S. Wheat, and we were able to go over and celebrate the 60th anniversary of the U.S. Wheat Associates office in Taiwan and the 70th anniversary in Japan, which obviously just those numbers alone show the long-term relationship that we have with those countries. And it was really special to kind of be able to reflect on how that relationship has developed over time and kind of look back at the impact that U.S. Wheat has had on those milling industries over there and really on the food systems. So we were really appreciative and felt very fortunate to be included in that celebration and had a chance to thank those customers, reinforce the importance of the person-to-person relationships, and obviously continue to discuss what they're needing now so that we can make sure that we are fulfilling the needs for the next 60 and 70 years.
Casey, you mentioned 60 years there of relationship between local growers and Japan and Taiwan. Can you give us some perspective? Give us some history, because 60 years, that means there's at least a generation, if not more, who have never known a world without this relationship. How important is this relationship between local growers and Japan and Taiwan?
Japan for Washington is typically the number two or number three largest market for soft white. And they're probably the most specific on their quality needs. And then Taiwan is always a top 10 market for soft white as well. So obviously those are not only high value markets, but high volume markets. And you're right. The 60 and 70 years mean that we're probably into the third generation of the companies or the millers over there. And I think that's why it's important that we continue to have this face-to-face interaction, that we are offering the customer service, the technical support that is really necessary to build and maintain these markets. Because looking at just Taiwan and Japan, there's obviously a political part of that relationship as well. But as that continues to change, and those relationships obviously will differ as we go through another 50 or 60 years, making sure that the next generation of millers and grain purchasers have the same positive experience and outlook on the use of U.S. wheat and Washington wheat is very, very important. And so that's really what we're focusing on now. One really cool thing that happened in Taiwan is every single one of the companies that was invited and recognized got up and gave a little bit of a speech. And one of the women said, "When I was young, I remember my mom making clothing out of U.S. flour sacks. And not only were we fed by U.S. farmers, but we were also clothed by them." And I thought that was very impactful. And then every single person that got up after her said the same thing, like, "Oh, yes, we also remember that." And for me, I thought, you know, wow, this goes a lot deeper than just the wheat that we are shipping over there. We always say that and feel that with the relationships, but it goes even deeper than we can really express.
Once again, that was Casey Chumrock, CEO of the Washington Grain Commission.